In Saturday's Daily Telegraph, there's a poignant letter from Dr. Jim Swire. He lost his daughter Flora in the Lockerbie disaster. He posed the question everyone's thinking: did those aboard flight MH17 suffer? He explained how the moment the fuselage depressurized, the loss of consciousness would be virtually instantaneous. This will come as some mitigation to the horror of those eyewitness accounts of bodies falling from the clouds, some still strapped to their seats. Towards the end of the letter, he writes, "The long-term consequences for relatives will cascade down the decades," and he advised professional help for the psychological and financial repercussions. Some, beyond the emotional reach of a tragedy, may think that after a period of time, relatives should be able to get over it. But the tragic loss of someone you love, in circumstances that surpass human understanding, forever stirs the imaginings of the soul. Some years ago, I was doing Thought for the Day the morning after a disaster. I listed some other tragedies. A couple of days later, an angry letter arrived, complaining I hadn't mentioned a particular disaster and accusing me of being part of an establishment conspiracy of silence. I wrote back and apologized. Then came a further letter, in which the correspondent also apologized. He explained, that morning, he'd awoken in a deep depression. He'd lost his wife in that disaster. The emotional bond between the living and the dead is knotted differently when the one you love is wrenched out of your life. Images from Ukraine, as we've heard this morning, are unbearable for the relatives. Black body bags lining the fields of sunflowers, a refrigerated train of 5 grey carriages. And now there are serious questions about whether these loved ones and their possessions are being treated with the dignity the dead deserve. The relatives who long to pay their respects, frustrated by the posturing of national and international politics. Their raw heartache echoes that plaintive cry in the Gospels when Mary rushes to the empty grave of Christ and weeps, "They've taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." How she longed to see, and yes, touch, his disfigured body. These are the yearnings of the bereaved, to have contact with those they've lost. For when grief leaves you lost for words, it's the touch that tells what's in your soul. As Shakespeare observed, the grief that does not speak whispers to the overfraught heart and bids it break.
That was Thought for the Day with Bishop James Jones.